What's going on, guys? Today is Saturday, August 20th, 2022. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you're having a good day. Today's episode, you know, again, I'm frustrated, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little frustrated the way things are going right now in this country, and this state in particular, the state of New York. It's another example of rules for thee, not for me situation. And you know, I just want things to be fair. I believe in freedom. I believe in freedom of speech, the freedom of press, and I just feel like everything should be fair across the board. It shouldn't be, you know, these people can do one thing and the others people can't, right? It should be the same rule should apply for all. I mean, isn't that what justice for all is supposedly all about? Isn't that what that means? Justice for all, meaning equal justice for all, not justice for some, depending upon your political affiliation or, you know, or your color of your skin or your age. None of that shit should even matter. It should be justice for all, period. But here goes a New York man. Allegedly, he sent hundreds of online threats to three Fox News broadcasters and their families. And you may not be a fan of Fox News, and you may not. I personally don't watch Fox News. I used to. Like, I know Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. Like, I don't know them, but I know of them, rather. You know, just like I know Rachel Maddow, Chris Cuomo, and you know, all the other people on all the other anchors. But I don't particularly choose one of the stations to watch. But what upsets me is that, you know, if you're gonna get in trouble. If you're going to do something like this where you harass somebody or accuse somebody or just keep, you know, going after their family members even, there should be some kind of penalty. You should face some kind of justice system. And here's a story where I believe this guy is getting away scot-free without any kind of reason. Like, why should he stop? Why shouldn't others do this, in other words? Is he getting a pass because it's Fox News? I don't know. You guys tell me. Let's read the story. Let me know in the comment section, right? So he's supposedly, allegedly sent hundreds of online threats to three Fox News broadcasters. Not just to the broadcasters, to the broadcasters' families as well. We're talking probably kids, probably, you know, who knows how old the kids are, the wives, sisters. Is this something that we should, you know, be concerned with? I think so, depending upon the threats. But he was given a pass by federal prosecutors. Not once, twice, two times. What that noise is? That is the sound of the slap on the wrist. That's what he got twice. Fair. I don't know. Jeffrey Rodriguez was arrested in 2021 and charged by the feds in a 6-count complaint with cyber stalking and threatening interstate communications for the vile missives, in which he repeatedly said he would kill the anchors and call them Nazis, according to court records. Wow. Kill the anchors and call them Nazis. Let's give him a slap on the wrist. What? Instead of seeking a trial or even a plea deal, Manhattan federal prosecutors, and I'm laughing because these prosecutors, man, Manhattan federal prosecutors inked a deferred prosecution agreement with Rodriguez in May, agreeing not to proceed with the case if he followed a number of rules for 1 year. This is, again, another story of them saying, listen, we got our eye on you. We're watching you. We're going to watch you, Mr. Rodriguez, for 1 year. We know you did this twice. We know you threatened the lives of these media people and their family. But, and you know, we know you did it more than once. But this time, we're going to be watching you. You better follow our rules. Where was I? Some of the rules include making no social media posts about anyone who works at the network. The agreement also requires him to participate in mental health treatment. So he, as, what's his name? Rodriguez, right? As his, what's his first name? Just to get, Jeffrey. As Jeffrey Rodriguez the individual. He cannot make a social media post about anyone who works on the network. What is stopping Joseph Rodriguez from making another account under a different name? What if he comes out as, with an account as Josephine Rodriguez? And so now, can Josephine Rodriguez make posts? Can John Smith, who is really him in disguise, make posts and continue his threatening? How are, is someone really going to be monitoring his IP address? Is someone really going to be, FBI really going to be monitoring his whereabouts? Is Twitter going to be reporting to the court office when he tweets or whatever he uses? This, you know, hey, this is really him. Like, is there going to be any kind of verification, validation? Like, 1 year. Then he has to do mental health treatment. I don't know, I'm not even going to go into what that entails. Rodriguez violated the terms earlier this month with a post on Instagram that tagged one of the victims in the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Madison Smizer wrote in a letter filed in the case. Wednesday. But rather than rip up the agreement, even though he violated it, man, he violated the rules, the terms, earlier this month with the post on IG. He already violated it. Instead of ripping up and saying, you violated the terms, now you have to face jail time. No. Prosecutors agreed to let Rodriguez slide, requesting that Magistrate Judge Barbara Moses only admonish and warn him at a conference Thursday. Listen, you've been lucky thus far. That's a quote. I'm not making that up. This is what a magistrate judge said. Quote, you've been lucky thus far, Moses told Rodriguez at the hearing, adding that the discretion to arrest him lies with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Quote, I couldn't stop her, Moses said, referring to Smizer, the assistant U.S. attorney. The judge told Rodriguez that the prosecutor believes his actions were an aberration and that he has the ability to get a grip on the conduct. He's just a good guy. He's just a good guy. He's very outspoken. And, you know, even though he threats people and their family, he just has to get a hold of things. You know, he's dealing with a lot. And he just needs to get another chance to do right. Now, this is legitimately what they're saying right now. Excuse me. Sorry about that. This is legitimately what they're saying. Who really needs the mental health treatment at this point? In brief remarks, Rodriguez said he was off his medication when he made the Instagram post earlier this month, but has since got back on it. It's always about people with medication. What's her name? Roseanne, or whatever it was, who said, oh yeah, I took Ambien that night, and that's why I went on this crazy racist post. Okay, sure. Oh, I was drinking. I said it because I was drunk. Listen, it don't matter. You did it while you were intoxicated. Whether you're not intoxicated, you still did it. So you should suffer the consequence. Just like you could say, like, I'm driving. Just call me Paul Pelosi, and I'm intoxicated, and I hit someone and hurt them in the car. DUI, right? I can't turn around and say, well, you know, the only reason why I crashed the car was because I was drinking. Keep in mind, I'm Paul Pelosi, so let me get off scot-free. No, it doesn't work that way. You're an adult. You have to be responsible for your actions. I guess it's a good thing I'm not a judge or a prosecutor or DA or a cop. Thank goodness I'm not a cop. Could you imagine? Ooh, his attorney, Neil Kelly, added that he believes Rodriguez's threats may have been caused or exacerbated by excessive drinking. I called it, yo. Called it. Here we go. Well, it's not. We should ban alcohol. Guys, we have to ban alcohol. Then what's next? We're going to ban keyboards? We're gonna ban cell phones. Like, come on, you gotta take some responsibility. This is some BS. Rodriguez's threats have been caused or exacerbated by excessive drinking. Kelly added that his client has increased his mental health treatment and has also sought group therapy. Judge Moses ordered Rodriguez be subject to random breathalyzers during the remainder of the time under his deferred prosecution agreement before sending him on his way. You will not get another chance, she told him before ending the hearing. It's like, Your Honor, the reason why he did this, he was drunk. Oh, well, then we have to give him a breathalyzer every day, a random breathalyzer test to make sure he's not drunk. Good thing he's not driving. Seriously. Good thing he's not operating as the... Like, there's no other further questions. Like, is he, you know, what else is he doing when he's intoxicated? A spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office declined to comment about why the agreement was inked. From March 2020 to December 2021, so from March 2020 to December 2021, Rodriguez allegedly sent hundreds, not one or two or a dozen, hundreds of menacing messages and posts to the broadcasters, and eventually threatened two of their families and posted information about where they live. Guys, that's not right, man. That is so messed up. I don't care what side you're on. I wouldn't want someone to do that about CNN's hosts or NBC's hosts, because those innocent kids and family, they don't have nothing to do with this. If you're angry about somebody reporting the news, then that's your problem. That's their job, reporting the news. Why are you going to take it out on someone's family? This little girl or whatever, little boy is at home, whatever, by himself, and something happens to him. You're not going to feel bad about that? If I was the judge, I'd be like, I mean, come on, man. That should be a crime right there. That should definitely be a jail sentence. You're endangering people's families. Endangering the lives of others. When you drink, when you're intoxicated. Hello. But, nonetheless, even though he posted where they live, he threatened to crack, smash, or split their skulls, guys. And also said he would pop or skin the victim. You gonna tell me in the message he said I'm gonna skin somebody? Like, that means cut them, their skin off. That's some, like, that's hot Nazi stuff. That they, unfortunately, that man, that he did to the Jewish people. I wouldn't want that done to anybody. He did it to the Jewish people. Made lamp, you know, Nazis, they made lampshades and all kinds of stuff out of the skin. That's what this guy was talking about doing? And you're going to give him a slap on the wrist? Like, we're going to give you one more shot. What? What? What is his job? What does he do? Hope he's on like a lunch cafeteria lady or something. That's horrible. I don't, like, what do you think this guy does for a living? I don't want to look it up. I don't want to look it up because it's going to be like, oh, well, he works with children. Oh, no. I don't want to know. Oh, let's see what he did. Let's look at his priors. Maybe he's a good guy. Maybe he, you know. Prior to his federal charges, Rodriguez was arrested in January 2021 and later charged in state court with stalking and harassment for threats he made against the first unnamed broadcaster. It's unclear how that case was resolved. His state case is sealed. Wow. Despite the brush with the law, Rodriguez drastically increased his threats. Well, why wouldn't he? He has been getting away with it. This is my gripe with the judicial system. There's no penalty. There's nothing. What is stopping him from... We're going to get a slap on the wrist. There's probably people reaching out to him, telling him how great of a job he's doing. And he's feeling, encouraged to do it by some other crazy people. Keep up the good work, bro. And then that one or two positive messages are probably fueling him. On top of that, you keep giving him slaps on the wrist, and supposedly he has a mental condition. Oh, man. The rate of his posts, comments, and direct messages directed toward broadcasters 2 and 3, as well as the severity of his threats, increased drastically in the months following his arrest. Here is one of them. Oh, man. Ready? Quote, LMFAO. If this albino only knew what I am capable of doing, I would skin a Nazi alive. Don't think I forgot. Just because you moved away from the mornings doesn't mean I'm not gonna split your top. End quote. That's just one of his posts. Another post, I plan on doing something after I hit this one with a bottle. The audacity, LMFAO. I know where she lives and where she runs, etc. Rodriguez allegedly wrote in another. Quote, I'm going to box cut her across the face, bro. One of the unidentified news personalities suffered great emotional distress, fear for her life, and made changes to her and her family's life, according to the complaint. Fox did not respond, and Kelly's Rodriguez attorney has no comment at this time. But yeah, I mean, if I was a female reporter and someone said, I know where you run, and she runs, and I run, you know, and they listed the address of my, yeah, I would 100% be nervous, especially if I have a family, you know, and I would have to move and change my whole life around just because of the, and also knowing that this guy didn't get any jail sentence, any fine. And what is he going to get? A breathalyzer test and probably mental health, like they said, they're going to group sessions, probably paid by the taxpayer. Because at this point, there's no mention of a dollar sign in the story. So I'm assuming the taxpayer's covering the breathalyzer test, the taxpayer's covering the mental health treatment. I mean, if we threw him in jail, we'd still be covering that. But at least if he's in jail, he wouldn't be able to physically harm other people. Put him in jail and ban him from using computers. Put him in if he's really that crazy, put him in a psychiatric institute, 24-hour suicide watch, whatever. And, you know, padded room. Do they still got those? Maybe they got to bring those back again. Bring back psych wards for people like this. Strap them up. There you go. You want to create some jobs? CJ got the idea. CJ has the plan. You want to create jobs? Bring back psych wards. Put these people in. We'll give them a psych test. They fail the test. You go to the psych ward. Psych ward's no picnic. You get a white padded room. You get a freaking straitjacket. You get served your pills, this and that. No internet, no this. You get to watch whatever you know they have on TV. Probably Sesame Street or something really calming. Hopefully it's not Fox News. But it's just frustrating to me because, again, it's rules for thee. One wonders if the shoe was on the other foot, if the situation was reversed and somebody was threatening a CNN host or an NBC host in the same manner, could they quote this case and be like, well, according to this case, you can't try me, you can't put me in jail, you can't find me because of what happened in this case? I'm not hoping that happens, but it's interesting to wonder. It's interesting to know because I have a gut feeling, and I don't know if you guys have one too, that if that situation were to occur, that's what would happen. Those people who go against CNN or NBC or ABC or any of these mainstream or news companies, they would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But we live in a society now where if you post a Supreme Court justice's address and say anything bad about, you know, Clarence Thomas or whoever the hell you know, who's on the other side, you can do that and be fine with it. But if you post something about, I don't know, Rachel Maddow or somebody else, maybe, you know, Brian Setzer, he still has a job. CNN Plus still around. Cuomo, who's left? I don't even know who's left. Anderson Cooper, he's still around. I don't know. If you post something about him or them, could they, you know, would they do the same? Or would they give you the slap on the wrist? I don't know. Hope it doesn't happen, but the fact that it happened twice and he's got a slap on the wrist, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the news people at Fox, they don't want to talk about it because they don't want to encourage other people to do what he did. And, you know, I'm only bringing it up because I feel like it's not going to be brought up in mainstream news because why would you want to promote this? But I need to bring it up because, again, it's been given the pass twice. I mean, this person is one of, I'm sure, many who they probably get all kinds of mail packages of God knows what in the mail. And, you know, now that this guy posted his address online for people to see, it actually kind of upsets me that Instagram took this long to report these wrongdoings. Like, usually, from what I understand, Instagram and Facebook, they're like the monitors or, you know, the online database, the system, red flag certain posts. So how come it took this long for this post to, or this man to be caught again? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not, you know, versed on how those softwares or, you know, websites work. I'm not familiar with those, how the inner workings of that works. If it works for that, you know, if it's the same for both sides. But again, I go back to the statement that I want equal justice. Do to one what you do to the other. Should be fair. Politics should not play a part in the judicial system, but it seems like it constantly does. And it's not getting better with time. And it's very scary to be... where I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm on a target and I have to worry. And I don't want to. You know, I want to be able to have the freedom of speech. I want you guys to have the freedom of speech, to comment, to say whatever you want to say to me. If you don't like my hair, you don't like the, you know, picture, you don't like my shirt, tell me. I don't care. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show, TikTok, CJ Bronson Show, my website, CJBronsonShow.com, has the links, podcast, the audio, the video, Twitter, all my links are on that website. You know, I'd love to hear your comments, positive or negative. That's the beauty of freedom of speech, right? Just don't threaten and say you're going to skin somebody. I mean, hello. That's a little very extreme. But anyway, that's a Saturday. I had to report that to you guys, get that off my chest, had to vent. Hope you guys share the show and enjoy it. Again, new episode tomorrow. Have a fantastic Saturday. Be safe. Keep your head on that swivel. Be aware of your surroundings at all times. Be alert and always have something with you just in case for self-defense purposes. Anyway, I love y'all. Bye-bye.